Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Michelle McDonald is the founder of Sosta Skin Health, which she developed with her business partner, Dr. Brian O'Rourke. Michelle has worked in the beauty industry for over 25 years in education, training and sales. She's passionate about educating people to consider their skin as a health choice and not simply a beauty pressure. Her focus with Sosta is on the microbiome and using a full circle approach with our skin, body and mind, which of course are all interconnected, similar to our gut and skin microbiome. And Michelle McDonald joins me in studio now. Michelle, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Claire. It's so lovely to be here with you today.
And I love that ethos of your skin as a health choice and not just a beauty standard, because there's so much going on now, isn't there, with skincare. It can be overwhelming. But whatever your choice, be it Botox or boosters or having every cream across your dressing table and bathroom, knowing why you're doing something, I think, is really important.
Yeah, for us, it's very much like a simplistic, minimalistic skin health approach. That's why we developed Sosta. We formulated it and it launched in 2022. It all started off with my son, Sean, when he was about 16 months old. His skin was screaming at me. And like most mums, you know, he had eczema, his skin was itchy, dry, inflamed. And I went everywhere to see what was the solution. What can I do to fix this? And also as a skin therapist, I thought I'd have the answer, and I actually didn't. But I went down, you know, obviously went to the doctor and she gave me a topical steroid application, which, you know, worked, of course, but it wasn't the long-term solution. You know, obviously it came back again after a couple of weeks. So I walked into my local health store. Now, this is back in 2009. So think of like Barack Obama was president at that stage. You know, this is a long time ago. Like in skin health, we were not talking about the microbiome. We were only starting to talk about gut health. And you were really only finding probiotics in a health store. But when I walked into my local health store to wonderful Winnie, who's since retired, and she introduced me to a children's probiotic. And I could see within like a 2 week period the difference it had made on Sean's skin. And then I suppose that was like what I would call my aha moment. You know, it's like, okay. I've been in this industry at that stage for like, you know, I was in 2009 for over 12, 13 years. I'm constantly seeing people with inflamed skin. You know, they're presenting with itchy, dry, inflamed skin, dehydrated skin. I mean, as a therapist, it's my job to be able to resolve that issue. But ultimately, my goal is preventative skin health. It's always been about the prevention. So from there, I suppose I started researching the microbiome. At the time, I was also a teacher. Teaching anatomy and physiology. So I'm walking into a classroom, talking about skin, you know, sharing about the functions of the skin, showing them diagrams of the skin. But no one is talking about the microbiome. No one's talking about on the very top layer of our skin, you know, lies like a carpet are microbes, which have a composition of bacteria, fungi, viruses, parasites, mites. And this is how we're born. This is how we're brought into the world with these. And when they become inflamed, that's when we see imbalance in our whole body's ecosystem. And at that point, you know, I started researching. It took over 10 years of research. And then through an Enterprise Ireland programme that I got accepted on, I met my now business partner, Dr. Brian O'Rourke, and we made our first prototype of our microbiome booster serum in the university in Carlow, in the SETU in Carlow. And we launched it in 2022. And today we've won numerous awards, which I'm so incredibly proud of. So we use the very same ingredients that you use when you're feeding and supporting your gut microbiome.
And it's interesting that with all your training and knowledge that we were constantly looking at topical applications. We weren't looking at feeding the skin from within. And it's so obvious when everything is connected. And I often talk on the show here about there being a fine line between applying blame or that it's something you did or didn't do that led to you having a skin condition or a diagnosis or an illness. But then there's also impairment in knowing that there are certain lifestyle tweaks that you can make that can really make a difference to reducing your symptoms and improving your quality of life. And I always try and move between the two, because I think sometimes, I bet you felt it as Sean's mom. What have I done? What have I fed him? What have I not done? Was I sleeping enough? Was I, you know, and we do tend to go to that blame, but it's information is power at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And that's a really good point. You know, as Sean's mom and as a skin therapist at the time, as an educator at the time, you would think I would have had the answer, but I didn't. You know, and it just shows that, I mean, you know, in like we are learning all the time. You know, we're constantly educating ourselves all the time. It's very important. And I think what's equally important as well is that we need to look at our bodies and remember that they're all connected. Like our digestive system is connected to our, you know, our skin health. It's equally connected to our brain health. It's, you know, everything is connected. And we kind of forget that we're just all connected. Like all of these parts are, it's quite simple, but all of these parts are connected. And we don't really look at our bodies in that way. That's why I think preventative skin health is really important. And when I meet somebody and if they have any inflammation in their bodies or on their skin, predominantly, the first thing I'll say to them is, and I know I've said this to you before, is like, if your skin could talk, what would it tell me? And from that, just that sentence, we hear about digestive health. We hear about hormone issues, or I hear about like stress, sleep. And from that, then I can put an actual consultation together, you know, and say, OK, do we need, like, I always have a black book that is like, do we have a nutritionist on hand? You know, we're in skin health, we're only one small piece of the puzzle. You know, sometimes a psychotherapist, you know, like dietitian, nutritionalist, endocrinologist, you know, gynecologist, you know, it's very important that we look at every part of our bodies and how they're functioning.
Yeah. And I think that's so important. We're always looking for the quick fix, the magic pill, the go-to supplement, the magic cream or serum. And while they can all play a role, you have to look at all areas of your life. It's easier said than it is done. But stress is a huge thing to look at, isn't it? Your relationships, your lifestyle, your meaning and purpose in life, your joy that you're getting out of life. Yeah. They will play a major role in how your skin is. If people are having flare-ups, is stress often at the basis of that?
Massively. Massively, but then it's getting down to the root issue of where is that stress coming from. That's why I always say, like, I mean, obviously my expertise is in skin, so it's very important for me to have knowledge in all different aspects, but also go to the expert in that area as well. You know, so if it is stress, like, and when you are talking to people, you know, generally you'll find if you ask them that question, are you stressed? They'll say no, because they don't even know they're stressed. You know, they're waking up and they're just like, it's like one thing after another, what do I have to do today? They're just ticking the boxes and they're not finding the joy. That's why it's interesting you even said that as well. SOSTA is actually called in Osceola to be happy and contented. And that was really important for me to have a name that meant also it's not a beauty pressure. You know, like for us, it's not a beauty pressure to apply this. What you want is preventative skin health. You want to feel joy and contented and happiness in your day-to-day living. You know, and I think that's very, very important. And I think we also, like, the mechanics of our bodies have never changed, Claire. It's how we're treating our bodies every single day. You know, and I think that's really important to remember that. And that's what I say to a lot of people. You know, it's how we're treating our bodies. You know, so like, find your joy. When you find your joy, it'll radiate through your skin.
What about you then? I feel when you're talking about your work, joy does radiate from you. How have you found the process from having an idea to now getting to the stage that you're at now? Because I think sometimes when you have an idea and you have a mission, it can get busy, it can get difficult, there can be staff, there can be all kinds of you know, implications that you never really considered. So how have you managed to keep the joy throughout it all?
Probably at the very start, if I were to be incredibly honest, I had no idea what I was getting myself in for. But I had this real passion of, like I started off as a therapist and then moved into management and then into distribution, got a teaching diploma, threw that in along the way, you know, as we do as women, as a mum as well, busy mum of two. And then from there, you know, I had this idea. So, you know, it's like this year, like we started this journey in 2018-19. You know, it's 2025 now. It has never been an overnight success, you know, but it's just been, it's you know, running a business, it's not an easy journey, but it's most certainly rewarding. And I surround myself with really good people, you know, really good, clever people that are doing things that I can't do. You know, and I think that's really, really important as well. You know, Chupi Sweetman, Journey was my lead last year in the Starting Strong program. So, I mean, like, I think if you align yourself and, you know, build a community, you know, be involved in a community, that's very, very important, especially in business, because we're all going through the same thing. It just may be at different stages. And it's very important that we support each other along the journey. Because, you know, you're going to have easy days and you're going to have hard days. But each one of them, it's like, but sure, that's life, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, you know, that's life.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you said, you know, keeping at the centre why you want to do this in the first place.
Yes.
And that's always what it is that you're doing. I think that really helps to keep driving it on those difficult days.
That's so rewarding.
Yeah.
I think that this was an idea that you had. Because when you have skin issues, it can really knock your confidence. And that's in all aspects, you know. So, yeah, so it's been, you know, the journey is, you know, it's like every journey. It has its good days and its bad days, but majority of the time it's very rewarding.
And I love that you are using the product to start conversations about gut health and the microbiome, and that it's not just use this serum and your life will change. And I was at your birthday celebration recently. You had a nutritionist alongside you talking about eating the rainbow, diversity, plant diversity, minding your stress levels and everything that you've said there now. And I just think that's so important, and sometimes it's missing.
Yeah.
That people, as I said, sell this kind of this quick fix, but you're using it to start the conversation about our gut health.
Yeah, there is no quick fixes. You know, we really just need to look at how we are living, look at the food that we're eating, but being mindful of what we're doing. I think that's the most important thing, being mindful and being aware and being knowledgeable. And again, educate our kids, you know, educate them as much as we possibly can in everyday living. From what they're eating to how they're sleeping, you know, they're the next generation.
Oh, my kids are done in listening to me. But yes, let's keep going. I don't plan to stop talking anytime soon. If people want to find out more, they can go to saustaskinhealth.com. Michelle McDonald, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Claire.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.